We're doomed.
That's a great start. I hadn't even thought of anything good like it. Hello, yeah, everyone. We're here. We have mobilized the pod cave to get together quickly for this one, because who would have seen it coming?
Not even Doig saw it coming.
That poor guy. I'm wondering if I need to... I might need to get hold of the UN, or at least the Hague, because I think he might... Is it technically people trafficking if he doesn't know where he is and he's been taken to jobs?
What, you mean Hearst just kind of like packaged him in the back of a van and drove him 3 hours to Shrewsbury?
Yeah, basically. Even Syrian refugees are watching him come from the jungle going, oh, mate, that's a tough trip.
That's not nice, is it? You don't want to end up there.
I think he has a legitimate case for a war crime here where maybe he has been people trafficked. And it's up to us. It's our responsibility to make sure the world knows about it.
Yeah, are you going to spread the word out?
I'm just a concerned citizen. That's all. Yeah. This poor guy, he's obviously not all there because he doesn't know what's going on around him. He doesn't have, and from his tone, do you think he might be, you know, being lent on too hard? He might be under some serious pressures, because if he gets it wrong.
Well, I don't know. His tone, he seems quite positive for a Scottish person, so.
Well.
Anyway, I have to say, I didn't expect you to come out of the gates with that topic. of all the things to talk about.
What? I call it as I see it. I'm slightly concerned that Doig is in some serious trouble, and his eyes are screaming for help.
So, is your new campaign hashtag Save Doigie?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that. I watch from afar.
I'm just concerned.
So when did we last speak to each other? It's probably, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, it wasn't long ago, actually.
Yeah, not too bad. But, I mean, absolutely nothing's happened since then. I don't even know why we're bothering, to be honest, Alex. Like, I mean, what's happened?
Well... This is it. If you'd have, I was going through our Rima podcast. If you'd have probably cut this in at around March last year, it wouldn't have gone down the. It wouldn't have hit like a lead balloon. We'd have probably been all right with him leaving. But there we go. We are now rudderless.
No, Alex. We have a rudder. We have a rudder on the good ship Fenty. It's fine.
Yeah, but unfortunately, he's holding the rudder and it is in no contact with the water. I just bought this off eBay.
What, you bought a rudder off eBay?
He bought a rudder off eBay. That's how he's directing it. Right. I just thought the ship needed to have one. I didn't actually know where to put it.
Yeah. So I have to say, of all the clubs that I thought it was inevitable at some point, Hearst was going to go, but I was not expecting Shrewsbury, I have to say.
I was getting a bit pig sick of it, really, because every time a job came up in the leagues, he was always there.
Was always Bucky's favourite, wasn't he? Always.
That's the question then. So I was listening to the Sports Talk, which was really good today, because they actually spoke about town for the entire length. And Curtis Woodhouse came out with something. Did you listen to it?
I was in and out. I probably listened to about half of it total.
So Curtis Woodhouse basically came out and said the reason Hammond left was because of money. That was it. He got offered a really shit deal.
How does Woodhouse know this, though?
He's got friends of friends with Hammond, which you can imagine.
Yeah.
It's
not surprising. And you have to say money probably played a little bit of a part. I don't think it played the full story, but it probably played some of the part of Hearst going, to be honest.
Yeah, because people were talking about security, and I knew Hearst was on a rolling contract, but I certainly didn't know it was 6 months. I'd be pissed off
for
that.
Because when Rob Scott left, a few months afterwards, he got, I remember the statement, it was an enhanced managerial deal or some bollocks like that. basically, we gave him a bit of a pay rise because he was doing two jobs instead of one.
It'd have been very good to see actually how much his predecessor was getting before those two came in. And then did they just say Woods was on or Rogers was on 30 grand a year and they just gave them 15 grand each?
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting to have a real good look in the books, but I somehow don't think we're going to get it.
That's a shame.
But yeah, my understanding when he got that new deal, well, I thought he would move to a 12-month rolling instead of 6 months, but I might be wrong with that.
Yeah, so everyone keeps saying 6 months, but apparently he's only on a rolling 12-month contract with Shrewsbury anyway, which obviously at the moment is only 6 months because it's near the end of the season.
Yeah, so...
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, like, in terms of the way it's structured, it hasn't really changed. But I suppose, the big managers like Arsene Wenger, he's got, like, fixed periods in his contract, but I don't know how that works in that league.
It's a surprising weekend, though.
Because at the same time, like, it makes him cheaper to pay off, or managers cheaper to pay off in the lower leagues when you only have to pay 6 months off.
Yeah, and I think it's not something special to Town. I think it's quite a common thing in the leagues that that's the case. Obviously, Shrewsbury probably offered them a bit more money, haven't they? But yeah. Talking about training facilities, they haven't been built there, apparently.
No. And
which might be the sales pitch going, this is going to be amazing, mate. We're going to have a hot tub over here, pole dancing over there, 3G pitch over there, a 5G pitch over there.
And for all the people saying how amazing their stadium is, to me, it's just one of the identikit boxes.
Colchester.
It's horrendous.
I've driven past it and it looks an absolute shithole.
Yeah, it doesn't inspire me anyway, let's put it that way.
I tell you something, Doig's interview and that stadium go hand in hand.
Yeah, it's just been a bizarre few days, really. Bizarre.
I'm kind of glad it's over.
Yeah, in a way. It depends who we get, because the list of potential new managers is completely uninspiring.
Well, let's not rush at it. Let's not rush. Let's save that tidbit till the end, because that's juicy.
We will come on to that.
You can talk about how much you love Steve Evans later.
And by the time we get this edited and actually onto iTunes, it's probably going to be completely out of date information.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'll try my best to do it tonight. So he's gone.
That wasn't a dig. That was just how quickly
it's moving.
Don't worry, Alex.
So Saturday, do you think he should have been? Do you think he should have managed that game?
Depends. No, because we should have sorted the deal out before Saturday. But the way that, because in my opinion, the way that it's happened, there's obviously been an approach on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
And it was obviously inevitable that he was going to go. I think the way that that's played out, I don't think there was any real chance of him or Doig staying. They knew it, Fenty knew it, and I think Shrewsbury knew it.
I think fucking Cheltenham knew it on Saturday.
Yeah, and it was an awful game, but I can't even be asked to talk about it. It was terrible.
Well, why be asked to talk about it? Hurst certainly wasn't fucking bothered about managing it.
No, and my one point about the Cheltenham game is I noticed at the end of the game, Hurst didn't come over to the lower and upper Findus to clap. He was kind of like, he shook all the players' hands in a certain circle and just kind of like was almost, he almost looked like he was hiding in a way, and he gave like a quick clap to the pontoon and then was running down the tunnel, basically.
Yeah.
And so that did kind of just set the question in my head, because at the time I was a bit sort of unconvinced he was going to go on the Saturday.
So I've got loads of questions to ask you about it. So do you think this is the first job he's been offered? Do you think he was offered Rotherham, and do you think he was offered Notts County?
He wasn't offered Rotherham, but Guy Branson's gone on paper saying he was offered Notts County twice.
Okay. So do you think he was just, this is just the best offer that's come up, or do you think he's just jumped ship and gone, ah, fuck this?
I think there's a number of reasons. I think my first reason is he just genuinely want a new challenge. I think that does play a part.
I agree with you on that.
How many managers have been at a club for 6 years or 5 years, whatever it's been?
I know, and he doesn't. The focus was so huge in the conference on getting out of it. It was focus. And then all of a sudden, you've got a year off where it's not that intense. And I've been there in my line of work where you go, actually, I don't have a target and I don't have no goal to aspire to. And it's kind of.
Yeah. And
it's like that season, because this was a gimme season to me. If we finished.
This was a gimme. Yeah. 18, and it was.
Anything 18th or above, no one's calling for his head. No one's saying anything.
No.
And he was. I thought he would quite like that, and he would quite inspire. And from Luton, which is the last game I went to, it felt very much like, this is going to be an incredibly relaxed and chilled and hopefully
quite
a surprising
enjoyable
season. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the direct challenge of keeping the team up probably attracted him in a way.
Yeah, because it's so weird. When you don't have that goal to aim for, you can get lost a little bit and you take your foot off the gas. And if he's a winner, he seems to be quite a a focused and goal-orientated guy and quite a winner, in the, even though he doesn't seem to come across like that.
No, that but I think he is.
He could maybe sense that. That's going, I'm not doing my best work here.
Yeah. Yeah, no, no, I think that will play part of it. And to be honest, I think the only time I've ever heard Hurst criticise the club, not the fans, the club, because that's two different matters.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that's two different issues, is this strength and conditioning coach. And that was the game that Chambers was injured with the leg injury, and Bollerimma came on. I remember the interview, and I think he was asked how well Tom did, and Hurst came out and said, well, he's not fit.
I'll be honest, though. I don't think anyone would have got Chambers fit, because his leg was nearly detached.
Yeah, it was a brutal injury. But the point was, and he said that the referees in League Two, whenever he submits a team sheet with the staff on it, they go, is that it?
Yeah, in terms of his staffing.
And it was a very subtle dig, but it was definitely a dig at the lack of investment, not necessarily in the playing budget, but definitely in the infrastructure. And I don't mean Cheapside training facilities or anything, but just the number of people doing his job.
It does seem
helping him do his job.
We seem to be the Renford rejects, because even when I was briefly at the club, in terms of when the other team turned up, they were in a liveried minibus or a liveried bus, and they'd all come in their training gear and stuff, all very even York City when they came, like, bloody hell, where have they got all this cash from? And then we turned up in like a thrifty renter van that someone was basically having to get a jerry can out because there's probably a leak in the back of it, and there's like haphazard like shirts and suits and stuff, and some of the stuff was really tatty. It just doesn't ever feel like we have anything new.
No.
And
no, and
yeah,
yeah, sorry, but
no, it's all right.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something then. Oh, bloody hell. Yeah, well, that's not the first, this is it. That's not the first time he's sort of stated that he needs extra help in terms of support staff and coaching staff. Because before he got Doig as his assistant, in that period between Rob Scott and Doig coming in as moving from player to a coach. I remember his interviews, he was always moaning about sort of doing the work of four or five people.
Oh, Christ,
on his own.
He's not even the first manager to moan about it. There are other managers before him that have gone, we need more backroom staff in here, we don't have anything.
Yeah. That's true. But if a club comes along a few places higher up in the pyramid with that offers you sort of the structure there with the potential to have that support, and it probably appealed to him.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I'm getting to a point now where I'm finished on the pro-Hurst bits of it. I think, yeah, if he wants a challenge, go and do it, but it feels very much like it was the first job that came available in terms of, here's your job, do you want this one? I think everyone's unanimous in saying...
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a funny one, because I think
it's fucking stupid. If I was Hurst, I'd be more calculated than that.
If I was Hurst, I'd have waited for the Chesterfield job.
Well, some people are saying that. I mean, it doesn't matter what job comes up, but come on, there are eight places above us. You've got no ability to bring in any players now until January.
Yeah, and I think that poses a big challenge for him.
What are you going to do? And you've left your security with this job. You could have had a year here where you finish your mid-table and you do it. And this is not to tell me stay Hurst, don't say. If you don't want to be fucking here, mate, you can leave. I don't give a shit. But
yeah, I absolutely agree with that. I don't want anyone here that doesn't want to be here.
And I don't want to spend an entire season that every time a club becomes available, he's batting his eyelashes at them. Because it's felt like that over the last couple of weeks. That, oh, Christ, this job's become available. This job's become available. And that sort of stuff becomes a point in which he's never come out and gone, look, I'm not interested in any of these jobs. My goal is on Grimsby Town. And if somebody incredible at Championship clubs comes to me, then we'll sit down and talk. He's never done that. He's been very quiet.
No.
And people have said, well, that's just Hurst. He doesn't really get involved in the media stuff.
No, and even in media pieces where it's been like Hurst isn't interested in his job, he's never actually directly said that.
No.
He's sort of skirted around it in a way that, oh, I'm at Grimsby Town, we are focused on doing this, blah, blah, blah. He's never actually said, I'm not interested in moving.
No, and well, good luck to the guy. I mean, he got us promoted, but we've had...
Yeah, at the end of the day, when the bitterness isn't even with him leaving or him going to Shrewsbury.
Oh,
my bitterness is... It's just It's just how the whole bloody thing's played out.
Always is, isn't it? And I don't know many clubs and fans, though, that go, when a manager leaves, it's very rare that they'll go, they'll have a lap of appreciation of him or anything like that.
It just seems particularly farcical.
Yeah, especially with the quietness, how long it took, the will they won't says.
Just different things coming out of both sides, and I know nothing interview, and it's just ridiculous.
And that's on those two. I thought the club actually handled it pretty well in a way up until a couple of days ago when they were going, look, we haven't had an official approach. That's all we're going to say on it. I'm not going to spend my entire time on our entire focus because we were the absolute clampets anyway all the time. But we haven't had an approach. So what do you want me to say about it? That's it. That's the end of the story. And if that was the case, then the club handled it fine. They don't need to come out and go, no, he's still here. He's just in the toilet at the moment. And then he's going to have some lunch. But we're making sure he doesn't walk off and wander off to Shropshire. That's all you need to say. But obviously,
it was just the Friday when there is clearly an approach had been made. And Shrewsbury basically come out and said that.
Yeah.
And Grimsby were just sort of heads buried in sand.
Just a bit
of a weird way it finished and played out, really.
So once
the sort of feelings from that go away, I think I'll look back and think, yeah, he's a bloody good manager, because he's probably the best manager I've seen for us. Well, because I was too young. Well, I wasn't born for Buckley, most of Buckley Mark 1, and I was very young for Buckley Mark 2.
You miss Brian Law.
I was too young, really. Really sort of appreciate what was going on.
I remember a bloke sitting on the centre circle when we were losing 3-0 to Oldham a couple of days before he was sacked. That was a fun day. They can see.
So for me, like when we look back, I mean, we just remember that day at Wembley at the end of the day, won't we?
And I'll be honest though,
to Wembley.
Four
FA Trophy 13, two playoff finals, Trophy.
Actually, I forget the 2013 one.
Yeah, that's because it was a bitterly cold day and absolute crap.
Yeah, so we've done the positives and we've done enough supporting Hurst. Let's look at it in terms of positive for us as a club and for us as fans, and let's rip it the shit into
him. I think we've talked enough about him. I'm more interested at the minute in what the hell we're going to do to replace him.
So we're not going to talk about any of his negatives? I'm not going to go into it. He was a saint. He wasn't. The reason that lot of people weren't.
All right. So if you want to talk about his negatives, you can talk about his relation in terms of media and that kind of thing. Being quite a stubborn git.
But do you really think... So the spoilt comment followed him around, but you kind of got rid of that.
He got rid of that because he got us up, basically, and that's the only reason he got rid of it.
Yeah, I think he was forgiven a lot for the play.
We never heard a direct apology or anything like that from the spoilt.
But he doesn't need to, does he? The problem is because it's so hard to say that sort of stuff to fans, because when you don't direct it at a specific person, it could mean everyone or a couple of people, and people will take it whichever way they want to.
Yeah, and I think I read this online as well somewhere. Like, he spent too long criticising the minority of fans without ever really properly appreciating the majority.
He never goes, thanks for that 100 grand.
Exactly. He's got 110,000 reasons why he was spoiled while he was here.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think he's going to get that at Shrewsbury, let's put it that way.
I think he'll be gone in a year.
I give... been two at most. I don't think he'll keep them up.
I just don't understand it. It's like, but why? You're so safe at the, maybe that's the thing, the safe, but surely if you got a wife and kids and family, you're going, you're safe. Just stay there for a year. Get your profile risen, and then you could be manager of Forest in a couple of weeks. Hello, you kept cutting out.
What on earth happened there? Let's try it with these. I think it might have been the headphone. Okay. How's that?
Yeah, it's fine. It was just, you were talking normally, then all of a sudden you just went. And it was like, I thought my phone had died or something.
No, I was wondering what had gone on then, because you weren't hearing what I was saying, because I kept shouting your name.
Oh, fine. Doesn't everybody?
So we're back in the room, or whatever. but I guess the way I'm trying to look at it is, Hurst's reputation going to be any worse having led Shrewsbury to, well, he won't even, if Shrewsbury get relegated, is he going to be any worse off than if he stayed at Town and we finished top half mid-table?
Maybe not in the football thinking world, but maybe to the fans. It might be harder to sell him as a manager to a group of fans.
Yeah, but ultimately
like
to
get... Like Russ Wilcox at Scunny.
Yeah, okay, but ultimately to get a job, he needs the opinions of the owners.
Yes.
And the boards and all that sort of thing.
Well, then they also need the backup of the fans.
If his stock doesn't, if his stock doesn't change particularly much in the footballing world for that, but his stock could rise this season much more if he manages to keep him up.
Yeah, and it could be the other way around. Shrewsbury's expectations are so low. I've seen some of their comments. You're going to need a miracle to turn this ship around. So if they finish 19th in the league, they're brilliant. They're singing yeah, pre, and he's a genius.
Or even if they go down, but go down with a massive fight.
Which he could rally against after January when he gets some people in.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, well, he's well known to have a decent to good recruitment record.
That's what I'm going to miss.
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, absolutely. And that's what makes me worried about the next manager, really. But we'll come on to that.
Yeah, interesting.
So I guess from that perspective, you could argue that okay, yeah, he might as well take a punt this season because it could be a quicker step into the Championship.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it could be just that he might just step it and do it quite quickly, but I don't. I think we've focused a bit too much on him now, innit? It's like he's done. He's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you for the memories, but you're also an idiot at times, and bring Parslow on.
Bring Parslow on. Always. That will be our abiding memory. Bring Parslow on.
Yeah, is it that or keep us shape?
I'm a bit more hipster, so we'll go with get Parslow on.
Because everyone else is already gone with keep us shape.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll be 50 years old and we'll be shouting it around a bunch of 15-year-olds. And
where's
no
Parslow?
Idea.
Where's Parslow? I remember this guy from 40 years ago.
So, I remember it very well. But so when Newell was sacked, 3 days later, Bennett was sold to...
Peterborough,
because
yeah,
so that was a big thing.
I have a memory of that. Don't worry.
Yeah. Do you worry about Bogle? Because a part of the rumor being is that that was one of their sticking points between Fenty and Hurst, that Fenty wants to cash in now.
I haven't actually seen that rumor.
Yeah, oh, it was on the Humberside this evening on Sports Talk.
Right.
But
well,
it could be some bloke chatting shit on the phone, isn't it? So, but it's in his makeup.
It could well be. I think Omar will have less of a desire to stick around because he clearly got on very well with Hurst.
Yeah, I think so. Even though he spent most of last year on the bench.
And unless... Yeah, but it did him a world of good. I think he'd admit that. Like,
it takes a special sort of person to be able to do that to a player and then the player still respects you.
And the players still bloody love the guy.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah. So,
can I go
I don't
back
know.
To my
I
bit
mean,
of rallying against him now because I'm feeling sad he gone?
Yeah, go.
No, I'm joking. Like, we need a pros and cons list.
There's a lot of pros and not many cons. He's a bit of a stubborn git.
He's stubborn there git. It's go. PR shit. You could pretty much bet and make a lot of money that he'd take a substitute after 70 minutes.
And,
too cautious and couldn't break down teams that
sat back. There's a lot of boo boys that say, oh, he's too cautious, blah, blah, blah. But they've been saying that about every bloody Grimsby manager.
Well, yeah, unless you've got Jurgen Klopp on people moaned about Buckley from sideways passing.
Christ almighty, yeah. I was going to say, people bloody moaned about Buckley all the time.
How would you know?
I remember bits of Mark Sue, and I remember that the Findus was no different then as it is now.
Well, apparently it is, according to your experience against Cheltenham.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, that's more of the management of the Findus, I think. But that's a story for a different podcast, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, Saturday was fucking shite.
Yeah.
Everything was bad about Saturday.
So you know why that happened, right, don't you?
Yeah, it was this make football fun bollocks or something like that.
Which is a good idea, is if you didn't fucking lose 1-0 to Cheltenham and spend the rest of the game watching Pell fall over.
Well, I read the article that the sort of identical article that EFL makes for the clubs publish and Town published it.
Copy and paste.
And my understanding was that the focus was on a family area.
But they don't state what the fucking family area is.
No, and I should seriously question Town's planning if they think that the family area is the lower bloody Findus.
The poor kids.
But, yeah. But I... I don't know. Just watching a steward put the fingers to the lips and telling a fan to shush like a 10-year-old boy was just a bit ridiculous. I think that was the thing that sort of really pissed me off.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, so he's gone. We've got no one in charge. There is apparently, incredibly, the town in less than 12 hours has made a list of six people. And has
they had no clue that they're going to have to look for a manager. But all of a sudden, we have six candidates in the shortlist.
Or even more worryingly, they've had that list for a long time. For 6 years, yeah. Waiting for the last one.
They haven't updated it. What? Yeah. So it's Mark Cooper, Gary Mills,
Steve Cotterill,
Brabin. He was big 6 years ago.
what's Sam Allardyce doing now? yeah, I think it could be like that. You never know.
Well,
I wouldn't put anything past the club.
You beat me to it. You took the words out of my mouth. Wouldn't put anything past town.
So who do you think their preferred candidate is?
Honestly?
Yeah.
No idea.
Really? So I've got two in mind.
Yeah.
They're shooting for the stars and want Adkins or Cowley.
Yeah, you see, I think both of those are reasonable shouts. The thing that gets
Cowley to just piss them off.
Well, I'll come on to Cowley in a minute because I've got some opinions on Cowley.
That doesn't surprise me.
but the thing with Adkins is, if you're going to splash the cash and try and get this guy with a great pedigree who wants to rebuild his career a bit like Phil Brown or something like that,
yeah, that hasn't gone very well.
Why didn't you just appease Hurst and get a couple of extra coaches in, or a coach in?
Well,
like, if you're not willing to spend 20 to 30 grand on one extra coach for a manager who's you get on with well and is proving himself to do a good job.
But then you're going into why are you
ready to splash the cash on another bloke?
But then you're going into the realms of hypotheticals. And first of all, football never makes sense as a business. You know that they'll throw cash at something that doesn't make sense all the time. But you don't know how sturgently the people that are close to her saying that never felt like an ultimatum. That just felt like something he said and said, look, these are the differences between clubs and now we're up in this level.
Yeah,
but you don't know how firmly he put that across. And if Fenty's just there going, well, I didn't actually think you needed one that badly. Fuck me. Yeah. You don't need to fuck off to Shrewsbury to prove your point.
Yeah, maybe there has been a bit of miscommunication, but that is the only time Hurst has ever publicly come out against the club.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
And I think that speaks volumes about it, to be honest.
Yeah, no, you're probably right, and I've got the same opinion of you on that, but you don't know how firmly he put that put. It might have been...
No, absolutely.
There could well have been a miscommunication
about it, absolutely, yeah. Which would be a massive shame if that's the case. But.
And if it's played out as it is now, and he's leaving because that he's cutting his nose off to spite his face almost, like, oh, I didn't get it, well, make your point. You know the fans will raise you money. You tell them what you need and they'll get you the bloody coach you need. They'll kidnap some poor bloke from Hull in a Sierra, throw him in the back of the van and throw him out at Cheapside. There you go. Here's your strength and conditioning coach. Doig in the van as well, wondering where he went, thinking he was going, am I going on a trip, boss?
Well, we had a period where we had crowds some part-time when he went to Hull.
Yeah, and Watkiss as well, still wandering around in his whole City shirt.
Yeah, so I don't know why we couldn't have done something like that, because they must have coaches coming out their ears at that setup.
Yeah, well, yeah, but there we go. So you don't know who it will be? You don't have an opinion?
Well, I would absolutely love it to be Adkins.
Would you?
Yeah, I think it'd be a great appointment. For a few reasons, I think he'd keep the style similar to Hurst. I think he'd fit the play as well. He's got a similar personality in terms of being likeable. But he's got, well, he has equally annoying press relations in terms of his interviews just go on for about 2 hours at a time.
But he's a little bit more positive.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So can I throw a couple of things at you? I want yes or no if you would want him as a manager. And also a yes or a no if you think they're on the list of six. Okay.
Okay.
Evans?
Right. Yes.
Yes, you want him.
Yes, I want him. And yes, he's probably on the shortlist.
No and yes for me. I don't want that prick anywhere near that club. He's not allowed to.
He's an absolute prick and he probably won't even get back in the stadium.
Yeah.
But
sorry, sir, you can't come in.
But out of the some of the names that are being bandied about are just horrific and just remind me of 2008, 2009, just the sort of direction that we'd probably go with.
It feels
like
it already, doesn't it?
It really, I was speaking to my dad today, it really does. Really
so,
does.
Wayne Bennett?
No and yes.
Yeah,
no, I don't want him. Yes, he probably is on the list.
Yeah. Russ Wilcox?
No. No.
Who else did I have? Cowley.
Cowley, no, because I think he's too green.
Okay.
I don't think he'll have the contacts that are probably needed.
Maybe.
That you build up over time.
You're probably right.
And I think Hurst, as much as his boo boys won't want to admit it, his football has developed and changed slightly over the years.
Oh, well,
and
look
I think
that passage of play at Luton.
Yeah. And there's been periods this season where we've played bloody great football.
Yeah.
And I just think Cowley would come in and we'd be back to absolutely clogging it.
Yeah, that's true.
And I just don't think that would fit the players that Hurst has brought in either.
I'll only say one thing, though. A 67% win ratio at Lincoln.
Yeah, absolutely. He's got the buggers organised.
Yeah.
I think they'd be well organised and given a season and him getting his own team in, we'd probably win a lot of games. Especially if we had the patience like we did with Hurst when he first started. But I think it'd be dour football.
Another question as well. Do you reckon that anyone on that list is already in a job?
No.
Because we can't afford it.
Well, maybe Cowley.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess he counts, doesn't he, obviously. But Lincoln.
Yeah.
and people, they're not a real football team.
People are banding about the Solihull Moors guy, Bignett. And I don't know why.
He's done a reasonable job, but the one thing I would say, the last three good managers we've had were from conference non-league teams.
Yeah, absolutely.
Buckley at Craig Kettering, Slade at Scarborough, Hurst and Scott from, well, not Scott, but...
Well, no, but I think for Hurst, he was very green when we got him, but we were in the conference at the time, and he grew as the club grew. And for Slade, I think he had probably a bit more experience, even though it was a lot of non-league. I think he was probably more ready to go than the other managers in non-league being banded about.
That's true. Sorry, I'm just pulling up the odds at the moment.
All right, yeah. Run me through some more names. There are some people that tweeted us earlier with suggestions, best and worst case scenarios and all that. Best Adkins, worst Buckley. Well, Matt Dean did us all a massive favour about an hour after Hurst went, and he was like, Alan, do you want the job? And posted the video on Twitter or whatever, and Alan was just like, no.
I'm slightly worried about the sanity of some people that listen to this show, but that makes sense, I guess. So David Dixon wants Mick Lyons, so he needs psychiatric help.
Unfinished business. that was Buckley 3's tagline, wasn't it? Unfinished business.
Darren Chiamento, sorry if I got that wrong, would also needs medical assistance. Nicky Law, Brian Laws,
yeah, Christ.
Someone actually mentioned that on Humberside. I nearly threw my towel at it.
This bloody podcast should come with a trigger warning. Christ almighty.
And someone said Chuck Norris
Chuck Norris is Dave Moore's assistant. I'd quite like that. We'd be a bunch of hard bastards, wouldn't we?
Chuck Norris isn't hard.
You tell Chuck Norris that.
Just what do you think he's going to... You go up to, you're not hard, and then he'll assault you.
Yeah, pretty much. Who is Den's Magic? Dennis Green, Boston manager. No.
No, I don't think so. But
no.
Who? Let's try and do our best for the six. So Robinson's maybe because they're throwing it out there. Adkins.
No, I don't think Robinson is.
Don't you reckon? He wants to take a break, I'd imagine, after
he's already come out and said he doesn't want it.
How weird is that, though, that two of the longest-serving managers went on the same weekend?
Yeah, well...
And it's a huge gap now back. It's about a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'd be amazed if the next appointment lasts 6 years like Hurst did.
You never know, mate. Keep the
faith. You never know.
Keep the faith.
Keep us faith.
Buckley's
keep us
how
shape.
How old's Buckley now?
Oh, I don't bloody know.
125? He's got another 10 years in him. He'll be fine.
Oh, dear.
Cotterill?
Where even is Cotterill now?
Oh, I'll tell you someone who we should get. Gary Hill of Woking.
No, absolutely not.
He loves
We've watched Woking both against Town and neutrally, and they are horrific.
He would love it here. He loves Town.
He loves Town, yeah, I know. He gets on really well.
I remember once I walked into Woking's ground when we played them, and I had Charlie in my arm, and I was wearing a Town shirt. He was wearing his Woking one. And the daggers he gave me, it's like, yeah, we have from two different parts of the country. Live with it.
What, Gary Hill?
Yeah, coming out of his Ford Granada.
Oh, dear. So who do you think's on the six there? Who are the six?
My football knowledge is not huge. So I have no idea. Every time we sign a player, I'm like, oh, right, he's brilliant. I've never heard of him before in my life. Adkins.
I think Adkins probably is on it. I think Burnett. Steve Evans might be on it.
I think Evans, though, won't come. They've got to be... He's got to... Fenty and the board will have to be out of their mind to think that's a smart appointment, to take all the positive and feel-good factor out of and go, here's Steve Evans.
I was very close to saying something libelous then, but I'm not going to say it.
What's libelous? Well, it would be... Yeah, it would be slander, but, you know.
No, I'm going to keep my mouth shut about Steve Evans. And, yeah.
He's a jolly outstanding chap.
Yeah, absolutely clean cut. Nothing wrong with him. I mean, and then there's
Apart
Dave
from
Jones.
His runs in with the law.
Yeah, and then there's Dave Jones being bandied about. Well, he's not been a manager
isn't
for 3 years.
Isn't he dead?
What, and buried under the sea?
I don't know. No, literally, the manager, Dave Jones, because he got in a little... He was falsely accused of stuff, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. I was going to say you can look up his Wikipedia page to see it, but there are some quite serious allegations on there. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, because I remember that going, oh, but he disappeared after that. You went, oh, what a dick. And then after that, you find out he's acquitted, and then he just disappears from life, unfortunately for him. I can't think of it.
But I wouldn't be surprised if there's some really, really terrible names on it and uninspiring names.
How do you think Chris Hargreaves is feeling at the moment? Could be me.
I wouldn't be surprised if Burnett's on it.
Curtis Woodhouse threw his hat in the ring. No, I'm not saying that I'm at that level yet, but I think
I
could do that job.
Basically just like, it was a job advert, wasn't it? It's like, yeah, I think I could do the job.
Dean Windass turning up with a chicken and 4 pints of lager going, I can do this.
Yeah, I would quite like Woodhouse one day if he gets to a level where he could realistically be appointed. I'd love us to appoint him.
I'll be honest, mate. I'm not really sure I want a manager who once went around to somebody's house because he had him moan at him at Twitter.
It was a great afternoon following Curtis's Twitter, though, wasn't it?
Where's our manager? I think he's gone to deck some bloke off the fishy.
Yeah. there'd be no pissing him out on the fishy if he was in charge. But I just think we're going to end up with someone like a Russ Wilcox or a Mark Robbins, like failed League One, League Two managers with a terrible track record.
Where's my Twitter account?
It's on Twitter, mate.
No, I'm just trying to find it.
Bloody, I've just read on Twitter someone saying that Nigel Adkins got lucky at Scunny. Done nothing at any other clubs. No, he just got Southampton to the bloody Premiership. Other than that...
Hey, I don't mind it. If it follows that, if we get Adkins and then when he leaves we get Pochettino, I'll be quite happy with that.
Yeah. And then
I'm just looking at Twitter. That's a picture that hurts.
You've just gone really loud.
Sorry. I don't know why. But that's a picture that hurts. I'm watching Paul Hurst talking with Danny Coyne. Danny, you're one of us, lad. Don't do that.
Could we have a trade? I'd take Danny Coyne on our coaching staff.
Oh, I wouldn't all. I'd put him in fucking goal.
Yeah, probably still do a job.
I mean, instead of Warrington.
So the Sky Bet odds, Adkins, Cowley, Russ Wilcox, Burnett, Wilkinson. I don't think that's too far from what the shortlist would be like, to be honest.
God.
Especially the top four. I think Mark Robbins is probably going to be on it.
Wilkinson, come on. He can't be on it every time.
No, I know. Some names that just go round and round and round.
I think Wilkinson and Cotterill were on the original list when Shankly left. That was a joke, Henry.
Yeah, I was reading something. I wasn't really listening. Sorry.
That makes sense. So
people are literally tracking the Adkins odds like religiously every time it changes a point.
And you're going to be so fucking annoyed and upset and frustrated when it turns out to be Neil Woods.
Yeah, I really want it to be Adkins because the rest of the list just is completely uninspiring, and that is what worries me the most about Hurst going.
So my top three of who I'd want: Adkins, Cowley, and then I don't have a third.
No, I don't think there is three though. That's the thing. Like people are banding like, oh, we should give this guy a go. Oh, we should give McDermott a go. And it's just like,
McDermott's done nothing.
Either have a hideous track record, or they are completely unproven.
And do you want to sully the memory of a player, a great player, by bringing him in unprepared just because he was an amazing player? You might as well put Buckley in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Number three, like, Buckley, there you go. He's added. There's the list.
Like, if we were to invest and we expanded our coaching staff, I wouldn't mind a McDermott coming in the coaching staff, but not as manager.
Class of 2001. That's what I want as our manager. That's what I want as our coaching staff. I want Danny Coyne in there, John McDermott, Peter Underside.
One of the comments of the day was give it Giggsy till end of season.
He deserves a chance. He can certainly kick a ball, but he might not have any man management skills.
It's just like a couple of the guys like on the betting list, like in terms of realistic candidates, like Alex Ray and John Hughes.
So
I've never heard of them.
Well, you know my claim to fame, and everyone keeps disputing it, as I'm pretty sure I'm the one that wrote an article about Hope Powell and a message about her being here. It's a no one in that sort of ilk as the women's league is coming up and becoming more prominent. Is there no one there of a talent we can surprise and go, come and do it, because you're not going to get another shot in the Football League. And
well, what about the current England women's manager, the bloke? I don't even know what his name is.
I don't know. He might not want to come because he's a bloke. Do you know what I mean? A woman who
plus he's doing bloody well with the women's football team, isn't it?
But do you know what I mean? Like a female role as a manager, that sort of, because it's such a marker and it would be such an historic thing that you could surprise everyone and get someone incredibly talented. And because
we made it onto the Guardian. Well, there you go.
We were trending on Twitter for a while.
But yeah, I see what you mean. It's just that there's no real... because the women's game isn't particularly as strong yet as it probably will be in 10 years. No, there's no true. Real
But anyone female... in a female in America? We never cast our net wider. It's the problem with low-league football.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. We don't cast our net out into Europe or anything like that.
Is there no decent guy in Serie C or somewhere like that that is uprooting trees and he's young and incredible and go, do you want to come and play? Do you want to have a team in front of 7,000 people?
Five, but
I would lie to him a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's because of Brexit, mate. That's why we're 2,000 down, because they don't want to see an eye tie here.
Like, we can't offer you a lot of money because the currency is not worth a great deal, but...
In the other hand, we can also give you a green card if you want to stay here. You can live in Barnaby.
Exactly. There you go. Trades off.
It does frustrate me, though, in football when you look at it and they just troll out the same names. And because apparently you're a half-decent footballer, you know how to manage people.
Yeah. I absolutely agree. And if we're not careful, we're going to end up with a low-league journeyman that's going to sort of give us a massive backward step to what we've just sort of the position we've got ourselves in, not just in terms of the league table, but with the setup and the good feeling and just the spirit that's there. And it could very quickly be undone if we get this appointment wrong.
But don't get me wrong, we're a good target. We're a good place to come to. We've just had a manager for 6 years and he didn't, I know he got us promoted in the end, but he didn't set the world alight. He didn't set it alight.
No, I see what you mean. But compared to what was gone on the years before, good thing.
Yeah, but football's a short-term memory, isn't it? It sounds like Grisby Town, six, I could have a job here for life if I get them half decent. And surely people are looking at this going, whoa, I wouldn't mind a good go at that. My dream scenario is the club is set up like Swansea, set up like Southampton, where you have a back room of staff, which ironically is what Hurst wants, where if someone like Hurst does go, our manager goes, it's not the end of the world. We don't all of a sudden have wholesale changes. It's just like...
there's someone with the same philosophy...
all the way through.
Been mentored the same way and can step in and carry on the same job.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll just bring you in. You're more of a coach rather than... I don't want you to instill your philosophy. I just want you to keep the... you're a tactician. You're there to man-manage. That's it. And that's what I would love. And surely that's cheaper than swapping and changing managers every 6 to 12 months.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. And it'll be in, the next week is going to be very interesting.
And because Fenty is so forward-thinking, I'm assuming he'll instill that this time around. And that'll be in place within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have to say, I do think the staging might help us with that to some extent.
Do you think because the people I've spoken to when at the club, when you bring a player around, because you have to park outside you bring him around. What do you do? What do you show him at the ground?
Yeah.
What do you, you bring him, so you walk out into the main stand. It's like you walk through all the overhanging cables and the paint peeling off and stuff. Yeah, this is Blundell Park. Or do you bring them in through the Findus when they look upon the main stand?
Yeah, well, I have to say, just in terms of how dilapidated Blundell Park is, the floodlights, as much as I love them, look really rusty at the minute.
Yeah, someone said paint them, didn't they?
I did notice that on Saturday. I looked at them and I thought, they are just rust now.
They're shabby chic, my friend. Shabby chic.
Shabby chic, yeah. But I think we should probably wrap this up because we've been...
mumbling
discussing
for hours.
Our opinions long enough. But my last bitter thought of the podcast is, Hurst has gone, but he's gone to a club with an absolutely tin pot and crap home kit. There's a picture of him on Twitter holding the kit and it looks like a Sunday league top. It looks horrendous.
Aww.
So good luck, Paul.
You will look disastrous in it.
But, yeah, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, I thank him for it. And then we move on. The king is dead. Long live the king. Let's see who we get next.
Much.
This is going to be the most important week, and when we get a manager, and we'll probably tomorrow, by the way, rate it's all going.
Yeah, we'll come back and say how doomed or not doomed we are.
Good. Right. I shall see you all later. Keep the faith.
Good to speak to you.
We will be fine.
Keep the faith. Keep the shape.